Good morning and welcome to Simply AI. It's Thursday, April 4th. On today's show, can benign data undermine AI safety? A paper from Princeton University explores the paradox of machine learning fine-tuning. Plus, this AI study navigates large language model pre-training with downstreaming capability analysis. And Chinese mourners turn to AI to remember and revive loved ones. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with a critical aspect of advanced large language models, or LLMs, which is safety tuning. However, current LLMs, including those tuned for safety and alignment, are susceptible to jailbreaking, and existing guardrails have proven to be fragile. Researchers from Princeton Language and Intelligence at Princeton University have presented a comprehensive study on why benign fine-tuning can inadvertently lead to jailbreaking. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you explain what jailbreaking is in this context?
Certainly, David. In the context of AI, jailbreaking refers to the process where a model, even after being fine-tuned for safety and alignment, can still generate harmful or inappropriate content. This can happen even when the fine-tuning data is benign and free of harmful content.
So, how have the researchers at Princeton approached this problem?
The researchers have proposed a bi-directional anchoring method that prioritizes data points close to harmful examples and distant from benign ones. They believe this approach can effectively identify subsets of benign data that are more likely to degrade the model's safety after fine-tuning. They've also proposed two model-aware approaches to identify data that can lead to model jailbreaking: representation matching and gradient matching.
Can you elaborate on these two approaches?
Sure, David. Representation matching is based on the hypothesis that examples positioned near harmful examples would have similar optimization pathways as actual harmful examples. This makes them more prone to degrading safety guardrails during fine-tuning, even if they don't explicitly include harmful content. Gradient matching, on the other hand, considers the directions in which samples update the model. The idea is that samples more likely to lead to a loss, decrease in harmful examples, are more likely to lead to jailbreaking.
And how effective have these approaches been?
The researchers found that their representation matching and gradient matching techniques effectively identify the implicitly harmful subsets of benign data. For example, the ASR, or adversarial success rate, for top selected examples significantly increased from 46.6% to 66.5% on alpaca and from 4.9% to 53.3% on Dolly. Moreover, selecting the lowest ranked examples led to a substantially reduced ASR of 3.8% on alpaca.
What does this mean for the future of AI safety and alignment?
This research provides an initial step into understanding which benign data will more likely degrade safety after fine-tuning. It's a significant contribution to the ongoing efforts to ensure that AI models are safe and aligned with human values. However, it also underscores the complexity and challenges involved in achieving this goal.
Thanks for that report, Abby. Now shifting gears to the realm of large language models, or LLMs, which have become increasingly popular due to their ability to perform complex reasoning tasks in various fields. However, they are computationally expensive to construct and optimize, especially when pre-training on large datasets. Researchers have been working on scaling equations to reduce these expenses, but new research indicates that these might not adequately represent LLM's capabilities. Here to discuss this further is James, a correspondent for Simply AI.
Indeed, David. The researchers have examined the dynamics of multiple publicly available LLMs, such as U34B, Baichuan 7B, DeepSeek 7B, Amber 7B, OpenLMA 7B, and DeepSeek 67B. They evaluated their performance on a range of tasks using interim checkpoints determined by the quantity of pre-trained tokens.
Can you tell us more about the conclusions drawn from this research?
Certainly. The team made three key conclusions. First, they found that tasks not yet visible in a domain can be predicted based on the dynamics of existing downstream tasks. This means a model's performance on known tasks can provide information about how well it might perform on similar but unknown tasks. Second, they found that knowledge gained from one area can facilitate learning in other domains, much like human cognitive processes. Lastly, they found that training strategies, dataset quality, learning rate modifications, batch size, and regularization techniques all play an important part in the learning efficiency of LLMs.
What about the impact of model scale on reasoning tasks?
The researchers found that a model's capacity to perform reasoning tasks is highly influenced by its size and complexity. Smaller scale models can be improved by utilizing specific tactics to achieve similar performance in common sense reasoning as their larger counterparts.
And what about the effect of scaling law?
The team found that model performance on various benchmarks is enhanced with larger training datasets. However, as datasets get larger, the benefits of more data diminish, suggesting that performance gains are nearing their limit. The accuracy of the scaling law varies across models, indicating the impact of model architecture and computing complexity on scaling efficiency.
What are the implications of these findings?
The team plans to make the intermediate checkpoints of AMBER 7B and OpenLLMA 7B publicly available. This will improve understanding of scaling laws and facilitate the creation of more successful LLM training plans. These results and publicly available checkpoints are intended to assist developers in understanding the LLM optimization process and to promote the development of foundation models.
Thanks for the insights, James. Now, shifting our focus to China, where millions are paying respects to their ancestors during the annual tomb sweeping festival, a new trend is emerging. For a small fee, Chinese netizens can create a moving digital avatar of their loved one using AI technology. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply AI. Can you tell us more about this trend?
Certainly, David. This year, mourners are turning to AI to commune with the departed. For instance, Taiwanese singer Bao Xiaobai used AI to resurrect his 22-year-old daughter, who passed away in 2022. Despite having only an audio recording of her speaking 3 sentences of English, Bao reportedly spent over a year experimenting with AI technology before managing to create a video of his daughter singing happy birthday to her mother.
That's quite remarkable. How is this trend affecting the AI industry in China?
The interest in digital clones of the departed is contributing to the expansion of China's AI industry into human-like avatars. The market size for digital humans was worth 12 billion yuan in 2022, and it's expected to quadruple by 2025. This growth is partly due to China's large number of live streamers who are increasingly using AI to create clones of themselves to push products around the clock.
Can you give us an example of how these AI clones are being used?
Sure. Last Sense Time, one of China's leading AI companies, demonstrated its capabilities in this area. The company's founder, Tang Xiao, who passed away in December 2022, gave a speech at the company's annual general meeting. The speech was delivered by a digital clone, which had been trained by SenseTime's engineers using a large language model machine learning program trained on video and audio clips of Tang.
That's fascinating. But what about the ethical implications of this technology?
There are indeed ethical concerns. For instance, social media users recently used old footage of the late singer Chao Renliang to create new content starring him. His parents, however, were outraged, stating that the video exposed scars and was created without their consent. Some lawyers in China argue that such content should be banned if it causes mental pain to the relatives of the deceased. As this technology continues to evolve, it's clear that regulations will need to keep pace.
Thanks for that intriguing update, Celeste. Now, let's shift our focus to the digital world, where the demand for quick and accurate information is at an all-time high. This presents a challenge for modern search engines, as the more accurate they are, the higher the computational cost and latency. However, a team of researchers from the University of Glasgow may have found a solution. They've developed an AI approach called shallow cross-encoders that promises to revolutionize the search experience. Here to discuss this further is our correspondent, Michael.
That's right, David. Shallow cross-encoders are based on transformer models with fewer layers and reduced computational requirements. Unlike larger models such as BERT or T5, these smaller models can estimate the relevance of more documents within the same time budget, potentially improving overall effectiveness in low-latency scenarios.
Interesting. But how do they train these smaller models effectively?
Training these smaller models is indeed a challenge. Conventional techniques often result in overconfidence and instability, which can hamper performance. To overcome this, the researchers introduced a training scheme called GBCE, or Generalized Binary Cross Entropy. This scheme mitigates the overconfidence problem and ensures stable, accurate results.
Can you tell us more about this GBCE training scheme?
Certainly. The GBCE training scheme incorporates two key components, an increased number of negative samples per positive instance, and the GBCE loss function, which counters the effects of negative sampling. By carefully balancing these elements, the researchers were able to train highly effective shallow cross-encoders.
And how do these shallow cross-encoders perform compared to their larger counterparts?
In a series of rigorous experiments, the researchers evaluated a range of shallow cross-encoder models against full-size baselines. The results were impressive. For example, on the TREK DL 2019 dataset, the TinyBERT GBCE model achieved an NDCG10 score of 0.652 when the latency was limited to just 25 milliseconds. That's a 51% improvement over the much larger MonoBERT large model under the same latency constraint.
That's quite an achievement. Are there any other benefits to using these shallow cross-encoders?
Yes. These compact models offer significant benefits in terms of energy efficiency and cost-effectiveness. With their modest memory footprints, they can be deployed on a wide range of devices, from powerful data centers to resource-constrained edge devices, without the need for specialized hardware acceleration.
So, what does this mean for the future of search engines?
This could redefine the search experience for billions of users worldwide. Imagine a world where your search queries are answered with lightning speed and pinpoint accuracy, whether you're using a high-end workstation or a modest mobile device. That's the promise of shallow cross-encoders. As the research team continues to refine this technology, we can look forward to a future where the trade-off between speed and accuracy becomes a thing of the past.
That's certainly something to look forward to. Thanks for that, Michael. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.